My eyes were on the floor, tracing the cracks in the rough boards often scrubbed. My hungry flesh was soaking up the lost moisture, and I felt sleepy and quiet, liking the square of sunlight that lay inside the door, even the drone of the flies. I was alive. The blood of Apaches was still on my hands. There had been no water in which to wash until now, but soon I would. Soon. The room was like many of its kind, differing only in the plank floor. Most floors were of stamped earth. There were several rough board tables, some chairs and benches. The room was low-raftered. The walls were of adobe, the roof of poles and earth. I could smell bacon frying in the kitchen, and coffee. Spanish Murphy hitched around in his chair.
"Tell, we make a team, the four of us. Why don't we stick together?"
The man came in from the kitchen with tin plates and a frying pan filled with bacon. He dumped the plates on the table and forked bacon onto them. He went out and returned with the coffee pot and a plate of tortillas. Still another trip, and he brought a big bowl of frijoles, those big Mexican brown beans, and a dried apple pie cut into four pieces. "We'll need a couple of horses," I said, looking around at Case.
"You'll get 'em," Case replied. "I think the company would like to get them to a safer place. We've been expecting an attack almost any time."
He gestured toward the bacon.
"You gotta thank Pete Kitchen for the bacon. He raises hogs down to his place. Calls 'em his patchy pincushions. They're so shot full of arrows."
John J. Battles, a solid chunk of a man, glanced across the table at me.
"Sackett. That's a familiar name."
"I'm familiar," I agreed, "once you know me."
It wasn't in me to get him comparing notes, figuring out who I was. Once he did, he'd bring up the fight in the Muggy-owned country, and how Ange was murdered. It was something I was wishful of forgetting.
"I still figure," Spanish said, "that we'd make a team."
"If you want to risk hanging," John J. Battles grinned at us. "You all heard what Case said."
"Me?" Rocca said. "I wasn't going nowhere anyhow."
"Later," I said. "It will have to be later. I've got a trip to take."
They looked at me, all of them. "My brother's kid. I hear tell he's been taken by the Apaches. I've got to go into the Sierra Madres after him." They thought I was crazy. And I was thinking so myself. Rocca was the first one to speak.
"Alone? Senor, an army could not do it. That is the Apache hideout where no white man goes."
"It's got to be done," I said.
Case, he just looked at me.
"You're crazy. You're scrambled in the head."
"He's just a little boy," I said, "and he's alone down yonder. I think he will be expecting somebody to come for him."